A brief hushed whisper floated up the stairs and disturbed the young woman's dreams. Frida Peterson woke. Listening intently, she lay in the feathered bed and wondered what she'd heard. From the window, the normal night sounds from the north woods behind the house were in full concert, chirping crickets, buzzing katydids, and from the marshy area skirting Serpent Lake in front of the house, frogs bellowed, the cacophony of their sawing, hiccuping noise almost drowning out the other sounds, but nothing out of the ordinary. She listened a few more minutes, then closed her eyes and tried to get back to sleep. Then she heard it again. A woman's soft moan, a sound so out of the ordinary that she caught her breath. She sat up. Who could be making those sounds in her parents' home? The only other women who lived in the house were her mother, her adopted sister Barina, and Tilly the maid. Her mother and father were visiting her aunt in St. Cloud over 70 miles away, and Barina had gone to bed early this evening. To finish her library book, she'd said, something about a cattle ranching family in Texas. Tilly was in her 50s, and the sound had come from a much younger woman. Frida slid out of bed, crept across the hardwood floor, and cracked open the door. After several minutes of silence, she began to think it was her imagination, but just as she turned to go back to bed, she heard a soft thump, then a man's curse. Someone was in the house. Her brother? It couldn't be. He'd recently married, and he and his wife lived in Deerwood, on the other side of the lake. Besides, he wouldn't visit in the middle of the night. She stood so still she barely breathed. Who was it? What did he want? Crosby had always been a peaceful town, and she had grown up feeling safe. Why would someone want to break into her parents' home? Maybe he wanted to rob them. Her father was president of the bank in Crosby. Maybe the intruder thought he kept money at the house. With her parents away, tonight would be the best time to take it. What could she do? At 18 and the oldest, she was in charge. She could call the town policeman, but the phone was downstairs in the parlor. She could scream, but since their house sat on an isolated lakefront clearing a quarter mile from town, no one would hear her. A muffled cry shot upstairs. It sounded like Barina. Frida hurried down the hallway and threw open the door to her sister's empty bedroom. He had Barina. Stumbling on her long nightgown, Frida ran to the gun case on the landing, her unbound hair flying behind her, and yanked open the door with such force that it slammed against the wall. Glass shattered. She froze, listening. He had to have heard the noise. She didn't have much time. She bypassed her father's rifles and grabbed her 6-shot revolver, a handful of 22 bullets, and loaded them as she flew down the oak stairs. She just prayed she wasn't too late. "I'm coming, Barina!" Loud whispers and scuffling sounds came from the parlor. She ran into the room. There, beside the divan, a man with his back to her was adjusting his shirt. Barina sat up, crying, and buttoning the top of her nightgown. Frida pointed the gun and fired 3 rounds into the man's back. Everything froze. Even the night creatures went silent. Barina screamed. The man stiffened, turned and faced her, his face frozen in shock. Like a fan folding in on itself, he slowly crumpled to the floor. Barina, her face and gown splattered with blood, screamed and fell beside him, gently cradling the man's head in her arms. Tilly rushed into the room, tying her chenille robe. "Oh, Missy, what have you done?" Soundlessly, her eyes wide, Frida stared at the bloodied man's face. The gun fell from her hand and hit the oak floor. A sound, a wailing, keening cry of agony filled the room. She didn't know if it came from Barina or from her. Galen, the man she loved with all her heart, the man she was to marry in 3 weeks, was dead.